Hey guys, my name is Renee. In effort to not sit and ramble, I'm going to read my testimony to you guys, so forgive me a little bit for not looking at you and looking down at the paper more. So I grew up in a loving home where my parents took my brother and me to church every time the doors were open. At church, I learned the stories of the Bible and accepted Christ's payment on the cross to cover my sins when I was just 7 years old. Growing up, my life looked like a pretty normal small-town girl's life. I was a straight-A student from grade school to high school. I hung out in the cool Christian crowd and was active in my church youth group. I was always home before curfew, never got into too much trouble. My overall demeanor was joyful and easygoing, so to most people, it probably looked like I had it all together. What people couldn't see was that perfectionism and anxiety were brewing inside my heart and my mind for many years. You see, I was teased for being tall and lanky, and I never felt pretty according to our culture's standards. I'd read Psalms 139 many times. It says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." My mind knew it was true because it was in the Bible, but my heart did not know it to be true. When I compared my physical features to those of my friends and those of women I saw in magazines or on TV, I always fell short. When I wasn't able to be the best at whatever I did, I simply quit. So I started playing tennis in middle school, but I didn't make the varsity team, so I quit. Just one of many examples. Most of my friends got asked out on dates or had boyfriends in high school, but this wasn't really the case for me. This led me further to believe the lie that I wasn't good enough or I wasn't pretty enough. Since I didn't see myself as a pretty girl or as a sporty girl, I focused my attention and energy on schoolwork. This was an area that I could succeed, and I did. It quickly became what I used to feel good about myself, and it was an area where I could control what other people thought about me. But despite my best efforts, struggling with comparison followed me through college and into my adult life. In middle school, I began to experience anxiety attacks. And to no one's fault, I wasn't taught about feelings, that they're normal. And instead of learning to label and express my feelings, I kept them bottled up and stuffed away down all sorts of feelings, like anger, sadness, fear, happiness, etc. And when life began to feel overwhelming, these stuffed emotions quickly burst out like lava from an exploding volcano. During these attacks, I'd feel sweaty and clammy, sick to my stomach, unable to concentrate, and my mind would race with thoughts like the what-ifs about my future, about not being worthy, about possibly living in an anxiety attack for the rest of my life. I tried my best to keep from experiencing anxiety, so I memorized scripture about worrying, I talked with my parents about it, I prayed about it, and one thing I've learned that I used to try to control control to try to deal with my anxiety. So if I was in control, that I can ensure that things wouldn't happen that would trigger my anxiety. But I simply can't control all my circumstances or the people in my life. So this struggle continued through college and even after college. So following college at OSU, Oklahoma State University, I moved to Dallas for work, and I still have that same job. I get to love on people and babies in the healthcare field here in Dallas. And I've been really fortunate to be a member here at Watermark for the past 10 years, where I've learned about God's love for me and his good and perfect plan for me. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to go through Regeneration, which is Watermark's biblical recovery ministry. I wish I could say that I no longer struggle or deal with anxiety in comparison, but that would be a lie. The steps I learned in Region, however, have given me practical ways to deal with these struggles. For instance, when I now feel anxious, I'm able to better understand what's led to those feelings and my part in getting to that place. I look to Scripture instead to find hope and peace that can only be found in Christ. I spend time in prayer being honest with God about my feelings and fears. And I'm more able to rest in the fact that God is my Jehovah Jireh, that he will provide for all of my needs. And I now know that even though I'm surprised when changes occur or my plans don't come to fruition, he isn't surprised at all. In fact, he's allowed those to happen. When I notice that I'm comparing myself to my friends or my coworkers or strangers, I'm more quickly able to recognize what I'm doing. And I can now point out lies that I believed and replace them with truth from God's word. And I work really hard to do this on a regular basis. It does not come easy. God has also brought women into my life, women from my childhood, from school, from work, from Watermark, that he knew I needed. And having these close, authentic relationships with these women and friends around me has really helped me to grow and to progress. They check in on me to find out how I'm doing with my struggles through life's ups and downs. The Lord uses them really to point out patterns of sin and to remind me who I am in Christ and to provide sound encouragement. I'm also reminded that I'm not alone in my struggles, that we're all sinners. We all struggle with something and we all need a Savior. And serving in single adults here at Gather has served as a reminder that even though my life right now might not look like what I thought it was going to look like or how I had planned it to look like, that I have a purpose and a calling and a story that God wants to use to reflect him and to encourage others that satisfaction is found in him alone. Throughout my struggles, I've grown a lot closer to the Lord and to learn to depend on him instead of being independent and leaning on myself. Proverbs 5:3-6 is one of my favorite verses, and it just tells us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and to not lean on our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he will make our paths straight. I'm now a lot more honest with God about how I'm struggling and how I don't always understand his plan for me. But despite my limited understanding, he's proved time and time again that he is faithful. Isaiah 46:4 is a verse that I meditate on to remind me of his promise to love and take care of me. And that verse says, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you." Thanks, guys.